ask our brothers or select questions that will profit all God's people.
并且弟兄们都是选择一些问题，都对大家都有很大的益处的。
Because some questions, sometimes they are too personal.
因为有一些问题是比较个人的。
But they will select questions that somehow will bring blessing to all of us.
我们选择问题就盼望把问题解答的时候。叫大家都能够得益处。
Before brother they come up and to share what's in their heart with you,
当弟兄们要上来回应问题之前
in the gospels,
在福音书里头
there are many occasions,
有许多的情况
a brief encounter of someoneThat came to the Lord Jesus for that brief encounter.
一些人他们来到主跟前，只是来到主跟前遇见他的时候。
And that gave the Lord an occasion to unveil what's in His heart to all His people.
这个简单的相遇就让主有机会把他心里头许多的话语、心意向许多人打开。
Through one individual approach to the Lord Jesus,
通过一个人来到主耶稣面前
，God opened His heart to all.
神就把他的心就向众人打开了。
And the best example is Nicodemus.
最好的例子就是尼哥底母。
He came along.
他自己一个人来到主跟前。
He came at night.
他在晚上来到主跟前。
What Christ has shared, I tell you, is something tremendous.
当时主所讲的话是这样的伟大，这样的丰满。
So his answer is not so much to you, but he answers to all of us.
所以他的问题不单只是向你回应答案，并且是向众人回应答案。
And so this morning we will begin just like we had in the last few days. Brother Kong will be here first, and then Brother Bena and Brother Christian.
我们今天的次序好像过去几天一样，江弟兄会先来，然后丁的弟兄来，然后陈弟兄来。
Okay, so Brother Kong,
我们请江弟兄。
Thank God, our brother has already mentioned.
感谢主，我们弟兄已经提到
that man cannot answer any question.
人不能回答任何的问题
because the answer to all question is our Lord Jesus.
因为我们一切问题的答案是我们的主耶稣。
Then why should we have this question and answer period?
那么我们为什么要有这一段问题解答的时刻呢？
The reason is,
它的原因乃是
through the answer and question,
借着问与答
it may drive us to our Lord Jesus.
它能够驱使我们到主耶稣那里来。
Because whatever man may try to answer,
因为不论人如何努力的要回答问题。
If it is in the right track,
若是我们走在对的路上，
it should stir our hearts up,
它应该激动我们的心，
to go to the Lord directly,
好叫我们直接的到主面前，
and seek for the answer from our Lord Jesus,
从 主那里，我们主耶稣那里得着那答案。
Then instead of being an intellectual question,
免得我们仅仅是一个理性上头脑上的问题，
It will become a spiritual experience.
它能够变成一个属灵的经历。
So I think this is the reason why we have the question and answer.
所以我认为这是我们为什么有这个回答问题的时刻。
The more we answer you, the more will drive you to the Lord.
我们越多的回答就越多驱使我们到主耶稣那里。
Because only in him you get the answer.
因为唯有在他里面我们才会得着答案。
It is not just satisfy your mind,
并不仅仅是满足我们的心思，
but it will really change your life.
它要真实的改变我们的生命。
So it is under that kind of understanding,
所以在这样的领会之下，
that we even dare to have this question and answer period.
我们才敢有这样一段问题解答的时刻。
I was given a few questions.
我得着了几个问题。
Some were written in Chinese.
有些是用中文写的
，and some were written in English.
有些是用英文写的。
So I, whenever it's written in Chinese.
所以当它是用中文写的
，I will ask my brother to read it first.
我们要请弟兄先读。如何达到以弗所书五章二十七节圣洁没有瑕疵的教会？
How can we arrive at a glorious church mentioned in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17? Now will you please turn to the letter to the Ephesians?
请我们翻到以弗所书
Chapter 5,
第五章
Verse 27.
二十七节
Maybe we should read from the second part of verse 25.
我们或许可以从二十五节的后半段开始读起。
Even as the Christ also loved the assembly and has delivered himself up for it, in order that he might sanctify it, purifying it by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present the assembly, that is the church, to himself, glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any of such things, but that it might be holy and blameless.
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Now in verse 27,
在二十七节中
we find the glorious church.
我们看见荣耀的教会。
One day the church will be the glorious church.
有一天教会要成为荣耀的教会。
Now what do you mean by the glorious church?
这荣耀的教会是指着什么说的呢？
What is glory?
什么是荣耀呢？
Glory is a term in the scripture that is most difficult to define.
荣耀在圣经中是最难下定义的一个词。
But it does give us an idea of what glory is.
但是它确实给我们对于荣耀有一个概念。
Because whenever God is manifested,
因为当神彰显他自己的时候
,there is glory.
那就是荣耀。
So in other words,
所以换言之
,glory is God.
荣耀就是神。
Because God is glorious.
因为神是荣耀的神。
Whenever we think of man,
当我们想到人的时候
we find that we come short of the glory of God.
我们看见我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
Only when God is manifested,
唯有当神被彰显出来
then you see glory.
我们就看见荣耀。
So when it says about the glorious church,
所以当他说到荣耀的教会的时候
now the picture is,
在这里的那幅图画
When you go to Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
当我们到启示录二十一章二十二章中
Then you see the New Jerusalem.
在那里我们看见新耶路撒冷
the bride of the Lamb.
就是羔羊的妻
It is full of glory.
它是充满了荣耀。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
by glorious church it simply means one thing.
这荣耀的教会它就指着一个意义一件事
Whatever spot or wrinkle that may be there
在那里
have been removed.
在那里不论有任何的玷污皱纹都被除去了
And all that you can see is the glory of God.
在那里我们所能看见的就是神的荣耀。
Now that is what the church will be.
那就是教会将来所是的。
Because our Lord Jesus is glory.
因为我们的主耶稣他是荣耀的。
So we must be his like, his helpmate.
所以我们必须要 向他做他的配偶和帮手。
So the church must be a glorious church.
所以教会应该是荣耀的教会。
Without spot or wrinkle of any of such sort.
毫无玷污皱纹等类的病。
Spot speaks of our flesh.
这个玷污斑点说到我们的肉体。
Wrinkle speak of our aging.
皱纹说到我们的老化。
And without any of such sort.
没有这些的病。
In other words,
换言之,
everything that is not of God has been removed.
凡是不出于神的都被除去了。
And what is left is the glory of God.
而留下来的乃是神的荣耀。
That is the reason why you find in 1 Corinthians,
这就是为什么我们在哥林多前书里看见,
the church is called the Christ.
教会被称作那基督。
In other words, in the church,
换言之在教会中,
you will see no man,
我们看不见人,
you will only see Christ,
我们只看见基督。
Now that is the glorious church.
那就是荣耀的教会。
One day this body of Christ,
有一天基督的身体,
is really the fullness of Christ,
它真成为基督的丰满。
Because Christ is all and in all.
因为基督是一切又在一切之内。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is a beautiful, glorious picture.
这是一幅美丽又荣耀的景象。
How can the church arrive at that state?
教会怎么能达到那样的光景呢?
When we look at the church today,
当我们看今天的教会,
we find how imperfect it is.
我们看见它是何等的不完全,
how full of spots and wrinkles,
充满了斑点和皱纹,
and all of these things.
还有许多这些的事情。
But the Lord said,
但是主说,
one day,
有一天,
the church that will be presented to him,
那要献给他的教会,
will be a glorious church.
将是一个荣耀的教会。
So the question is, how can it be?
所以问题是, 我们怎么可能达到呢?
From the human standpoint, it is impossible.
就人的角度来说是不可能的。
People try to make the church glorious.
人们呢, 试着想使教会成为荣耀的。
But the more you try, the more inglorious the church will be.
但是我们越努力, 教会就变得越不荣耀。
So where is the secret?
所以那个秘诀在哪里呢?
How can the church arrive at that stage?
教会怎么可能会达到那个光景呢?
Now from the very question,
从这一个问题来说,
you may sense something.
我们可以感觉到一件事。
Because
when we ask,
how can we arrive at that state?
我们怎么能达到那个光景呢?
You find the idea behind it.
我们发现在那背后的意念乃是,
how can we work so much that it becomes a glorious church?
我们该怎么做工, 好使教会能够成为荣耀的教会?
It is as if it depends upon us.
好像呢,
now if that is your approach,
若是那是我们的方式,
you will never arrive.
我们永远不可能达到。
Because the more you labor,
因为我们越劳苦,
the worse it becomes.
它就变得越糟糕。
So where is the secret?
所以那秘诀在哪里呢?
You don't need to go very far to find it.
我们不需要跑很远才找到答案。
Because in the preceding two verses give us the secret.
因为在前面两节圣经就告诉我们那秘诀了。
You know this verse 27 is the result of verse 25 and verse 26.
我们知道27节乃是25和26节的结果。
There in verse 25,
在25节中,
it said Christ loved the church and delivered himself for it.
那说到正如基督爱教会为教会舍己。
It is all because of Christ.
都是因着基督。
He loves the church so much.
他是如此的爱教会。
So he gave himself completely to it.
所以他完全的将他自己给了教会。
He is the one,
他乃是那一位,
who is able to purify sanctifying us.
他能够洗净并且分别我们成圣的那一位。
So in verse 26 it says,
所以在26节他说的
In order that
为要
He might sanctify it.
他能够把我们分别为圣。
He is the one who sets us apart for God.
他是把我们为着神分别出来的那一位。
And this is based upon how he delivered himself for the church.
这乃是根据于他为着教会舍了自己。
Because of what he has done on Calvary's cross.
因着他在加略山的十字架上所完成的。
He has set us apart for God.
他已经为着神把我们分别出来了。
That will be our position.
那就是我们的地位。
And then he said purifying it.
然后他再说到把我们洗净。
By the washing of water by the word.
用水借着道把我们洗净。
And that is the process.
那乃是过程。
First,
首先
he set us apart for God.
他把我们分别出来为着神。
He delivered us out of the power of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的权势之下拯救出来。
And translated us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
把我们迁到神爱子的国度里。
Now, we are now in the right place.
现在我们都站在一个对的地位上。
Then, he will purify us by the washing of water.With the word.
然后他用水借着道把我们洗得洁净。
This will be a daily process.
这乃是每天的一个过程。
He will purify us.
他要洁净我们。
He will wash us.
他要洗净我们。
With the water and the word.
用水借着道。
Now the water here cannot be interpreted as the word.
我们不能用字义来解释这个水
，because it will be a duplication.
因为那就变成一个复制了。
So what is the meaning of the water here?
那么在这里水是指着什么意思说的呢
？How does our Lord Jesus wash us with water?
我们的主耶稣他怎样用水来洗净我们呢
？You remember at his Last Supper.
我们记得在最后晚餐的时候
How he used water to wash the feet of the disciples
他怎样用水为门徒们洗脚
But the water here
但是这里的水
has a deeper meaning
有一个更深的意义
It means his life
他的意义乃是指着他的生命
Because the Bible says he poured out his soul like water
因为圣经上面讲到他将他的命倾倒如水
And out of his side come out blood and water.
从他的肋旁有血和水流出来。
Blood to wash away our sins.
血是洗净我们的罪。
Water to purify us.
水是来洁净我们。
So his life within us.
所以他在我们里面的生命。
Will purify us.
要洗净我们。
From everything that is not of Christ.
使那些一切不出于基督的都被洁净。
And this work is done together with the word.
而这个工作乃是与神的话语同时进行的。
The word is the written word of God.
这个话语乃是神所写下来的话语。
The living word of God.
乃是神活的话语。
So you see the way of purifying.
所以我们看见那洁净的道路
is the working together of water and the word
乃是水和道他们联合的工作
the life within us
在我们里面的生命
and the word before us
和在我们面前的话语
these two work together
这两个共同的工作
Sometimes the water comes first
有的时候是水先来
Sometimes the word comes first
有的时候是话语先来
But they working together of his life and his word
但是他们一起工作
Purifying us
来洁净我们
And by such process
借着这个过程
the end result,
他的结果是
that he may present to himself a glorious church,
他能够将荣耀的教会献给自己
without spot or wrinkle or any of such sort,
是没有玷污皱纹等类的病
so it is the work of our Lord Jesus,
所以这乃是我们主耶稣他的工作
man cannot do it,
人不能做
he aloneCan do it.
唯有他自己才能做到。
But then, as our brother mentioned in his message,
然后我们弟兄在他的信息中提到
Ephesians chapter 5 follows Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第五章是在第四章之后。
But in spiritual reality,
但是在属灵的实际里
it is just the reverse.
它是刚好倒过来的。
First,We find it is all of Christ.
首先我们看见都是出于基督。
It is by his work that the glorious church will be the result.
乃是借着他的工作那个荣耀的教会才是结局。
But how does he work?
那么他怎么样做成呢?
He works in each one of us.
他在我们每一个人的里面。
Because we are members of his body.
因为我们乃是他身体上的肢体。
Therefore, as members of the body of Christ,
所以作为基督身体上的肢体,
we have a responsibility.
我们都有一个责任。
We have to respond to his working.
我们要对他的工作运行有回应。
And that is Ephesians chapter 4.
那就是以弗所书第四章。
We need to diligently keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
我们要借着和平竭力地保守圣灵所赐给我们的一。
We need to minister to one another.
我们要彼此服侍。
And we need to build ourselves up in love.
我们要在爱中彼此建立。
In other words,
换言之
all we do is to respond to what he is doing.
我们所做的一切乃是回应他在我们里面的运行和工作。
If we refuse to cooperate,
若是我们拒绝合作的话
we will delay the day of the appearing of the glorious church.
我们就要单言这荣耀教会的出现的日子。
But we cannot cancel the accomplishment of the glorious church.
但是我们却不可能撤销这个荣耀教会的成全。
Another question.
另一个问题。
As Brother Stephen Kahn has sharedGod can reveal himself through the life of his people. From Bible, we have some examples like Moses and Paul. Today, can Brother Stephen Kahn share some of his personal experience, how God reveals himself in his service life?Some practical examples today may help us to understand better and can encourage us.
正如我们江弟兄所交通的，神可以借着他百姓们的生命和生活来启示他的自己。从圣经里面我们看见像摩西与保罗的例子，今天能不能请江弟兄为我们分享一点他自己个人的经历，他从主那里如何启示他的自己，得着主的自己，在他自己侍奉的生活里。今天若是我们能得着一点实际的例子，可以帮助我们更好的明白并且鼓励我们。
Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
我们的神乃是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Our God is our God.
我们的神是属于我们的。
He is not only the God of Abraham.
他不仅仅是亚伯拉罕的神。
He is my God.
他也是我的神。
So in other words,
所以换言之,
in the life of every child of God,
在每一个神儿女的生命里,
God is able to reveal himself and manifest himself through that life.
神能够借着那个生命来启示并且彰显他的自己。
Not only in the life of Abraham,
不仅仅在亚伯拉罕的生命里,
also in the life of Isaac,
也在以撒的生命里,
and even in the life of Jacob,
甚至也在雅各的生命里。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we find that God is able to reveal himself,
我们看见神能够启示他的自己,
and manifest himself,
并且彰显他的自己,
both in the life and service of every brother and sister,
在每一个弟兄姊妹的生活和侍奉的里面,
and in every life,
在每一个生命中,
we can see some glimpse of what is of God.
我们都能够看见一些是出于神的事物。
So what we need to do,
所以我们所需要做的,
is to see the Christ in each one of us,
乃是在我们每一个人里面看见在里面的基督,
and not try to see the Adam or Eve in every one of us,
而不是在每一个人身上去找到那个亚当和夏娃。
So you will find this example everywhere.
所以我们可以 这种例子到处都可以找得到。
It is not something special.
并不是一些很特别的事情。
Every brother and sister,
每一个弟兄姊妹,
should experience the revelation of God.
都应该经历神给我们的启示。
And every brother and sister in his or her service,
每一位弟兄姊妹们在我们献上自己的侍奉中,
should be a manifestation of God.
都成为神的一个彰显。
So I want to encourage every brother and sister.
所以我要来勉励每一位弟兄姊妹。
Do not look at somebody and say, now in that person alone, we can learn something.
不要仅仅看某一个人说，在这个人身上，我们可以看见一些事情。
We can learn our lesson from one another.
我们可以彼此的学到一些的功课。
For the sake of young believers,
为着初信年轻的弟兄姊妹们,
by the grace of God, I would like to mention just a little of what the Lord, in His mercy and grace, has done in my life.
借着神的恩典，我要和大家分享一点点，在他的怜悯和恩典中。 主在我身上的工作。
By the grace of God, when I was saved,
借着神的恩典，当我蒙恩得救的时候，
I was 15 years old.
我是15岁。
And the Lord's love constrains me.
主的爱在我里面激励我。
Even in my ignorance,
即便我那个时候是无知的,
I gave myself to him.
我就将自己献给他。
As I mentioned already,
我已经提到了,
I chose the place that I will serve him.
我选择我要侍奉他的地方。
And I even planned the way to prepare myself.
我甚至呢计划好怎么预备我自己的道路。
I determined that after I finish high school, I will not go to college.
我决定了，当我高中毕业以后，我不要去读大学。Because
to me, it would be a waste of 4 years.
因为对我而言呢，那是4年的浪费。So
I choose what I consider as the best Bible school in Shanghai.
所以那个时候，我选择了，我自己认为在上海最好的圣经学校。
And that was where I will be going.
那是我要去的地方。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
you know that I wanted to serve God in my way.
你留意到我要用我自己的方法来侍奉神。
I did not seek God's will.
我并没有寻求神的旨意。
That was the way I set myself up.
那乃是我把我自己建立起来的方法。
To my surprise,
但是令我很吃惊的,
after I graduated from high school,
当我高中毕业以后,
I talked to my father.
我跟我父亲谈起来,
my father loved the Lord.
我父亲爱主,
and he knew the Lord.
他也认识主,
and he served the Lord.
他也侍奉主,
so I thought that without doubt he will approve it.
我想呢,他一定会赞成我的意见。
But to my surprise,
但是我,
he said no.
但是令我很吃惊的, 他说不行。
And the reason he gave me was,
他给我的理由乃是,
he said you go to college.
他说你应该去读大学。
And after you finish college,
等你大学毕业之后,
I will send you to United States.
我要送你去美国,
to study theology.
到那里读神学,
because in China there wasn't any good one.
因为在中国没有一个好的神学院。
I was so disappointed.
那个时候我非常的失望。
I think my life of service was over.
我想呢,我侍奉的人生呢,已经结束了。
But I have to be obedient.
但是我必须要顺服。
So with sadness, I left home and go to college.
所以我很难过的就离开家去读大学了。
When I first arrived at that college,
当我到了大学里,
it was a so-called Christian university.
那是一个基督教的大学。
And the professors were missionaries from the United States.
这些教授都是从美国来的宣教士。
So, after I arrived at school,
所以当我到了学校,
I immediately plunged myself into all the religious activities.
所以我就立刻将我自己投身于所有宗教的活动。
Because that was what I was doing.
因为那乃是我从前所做的。
When I was in last year in high school,
我在高中最后一年就是这样生活。
I was busy in Christian activities.
我为着基督徒各项的活动非常的忙碌。
Not only organizing Christian meetings in our school,
不仅在学校里面组织各样基督徒的聚会,
organize groups to go to the villages to preach the gospel,
并且组织各样的小队呢, 到 农村里面去传福音。
As a matter of fact,
事实上,
I preached the first sermon before I was saved.
在我还没有得救之前呢, 我就讲了第一篇的道。
I used other sermon.
我用别人的道。
So I was deeply involved in activities.
所以我那个时候是深深地卷入各种的活动。
I thought that was serving God.
我认为那就是侍奉神。
So when I went to college,
所以当我去读了大学,
immediately I plunged myself into all the religious activities.
立刻我就将自己投身在所有基督徒的活动里。
But within a very short period,
但是在很短的时间之内,
I was surprised.
我很吃惊。
These missionaries,
这些宣教士们,
came to China.
他们到中国来。
They did not believe in the Bible as the Word of God.
他们甚至不相信圣经是神的话语。
They did not believe Jesus is the Son of God.
他们也不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
All they talk about is social, political, moral.
他们所谈论的不过是社会、政治和道德上面的论题。
So after a while, I felt something was greatly wrong.
不久之后我就感觉呢有一件事非常的不对。
I cannot continue in that way.
我没有办法在这个路上继续下去。
So I withdrew myself from all activities.
所以我就从所有的活动里面出来。
I was staying in the dormitory.
我是住在宿舍里。
And in my room, there are three people in the same room.
在一个房间里面有住三个人。
How could I survive under that kind of circumstances?
我怎么可能在那样的环境底下生存呢？
I had no fellowship with anybody.
我和任何人都没有交通。
Completely shut in.
完全的被封闭起来。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He showed me.
他指示我。
There was a way.
有一条路。
And the way is.
那条道路乃是。
That I have to come before Him.
我必须要到他的面前。
So every day.
所以每一天。
I spent time before the Lord.
我就花时间在主面前。
I knelt.Before him,
我跪在他面前。
I read the word of God.
我读神的话语。
I pray to him.
我向他祷告。
Schoolmates going in and out of the room.
我的同学们呢，他们在房间中进出。
They talk.
他们谈天。
But I don't care.
我根本不理。
This is my life.
这就是我的生活。
Without this, I cannot survive.
没有这样的生活，我就没有办法活下去。
He shut me up.To himself.
他把我关闭在他自己的里面。
And it was during that period.
就在那一段时期。
That the Lord began to speak to me.
主开始对我说话。
He began to show me His will.
他开始向我指示他的旨意。
He began to show me the way to serve Him.
他开始显明给我看侍奉他的道路。
It was during that period.
就在那一段时期。
The Lord opened my heart.
主也开了我的心。
He opened my eyes.
他开我的眼睛。
I began to see.
我开始看见。
What is written in His word.
在他话语中所记载的。
The way that I thought to serve Him.
我认为侍奉他的道路。
I couldn't find.In the word of God.
我在神的话语里面找不到。
The Lord began to change me.
主开始改变我。
And it was during that period.
就在那一段时期中。
Now I know what's money before that time.
我在那之前就知道了。尼托森弟兄
I have heard him a few times before
在那之前我也听过他几次
But what he said was good
他说的都很好
But I was too busy
但是那时候我太忙了
And I was too on fire
我那个时候好像起着了火火热的
I couldn't calm down
我没有办法冷静下来
And listen
冷静下来听
But God put me in an ice box
但是主就把我摆在这个灰烬中
and there he calmed me down
他让我冷静下来
I began to read Brother Nee's writing
我开始读尼弟兄的写作
and they began to speak to me
主就借着这些向我说话
so it changed my whole course
所以那改变了我整个的道路
not only my life
不仅我的生命
but my service
并且我的侍奉
now this is one incident
这是一件事。
For those young brothers and sisters.
为着我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
Now I'll give you another example.
我要再给大家另一个例子。
Just for those who are serving the Lord already.
为着那些已经在侍奉主的人。
In 1935.
在1935年。
When I graduated from college.
当我从大学毕业以后。
Brother Nee asked me to join him in ministry.
尼弟兄邀请我加入他的侍奉。
I was 20 years old.
那个时候我20岁。
And from 1935,
从1935年起
up to 1941,
一直到1941年
I traveled to different cities in China.
我走遍了好些在中国不同的城市。
Whole held evangelistic campaign.
在每一个城市呢我们推动福音
and try to establish churches in places
希望在不同的地方建立教会
but after these years
但是在过了这一段年日之后
I began to be very weary
我就感觉非常的疲乏
spiritually tired
在灵里面疲倦
I began to ask myself
我就问我自己
What am I doing here?
我在这里做什么呢?
You know, in the early days,
你知道在早期的日子中,
when we respond to God's call,
当我们回应神的呼召,
probably the external things are more real to us than the real thing.
很可能呢, 那外面的事物呢, 比那个真实的事物对我们而言更真实。
In the beginning, the Lord has shown us
在开头的时候, 主显示给我们,
the unity of the body of Christ.
基督身体的合一,
we cannot belong to any other groups.
我们不应该属于任何地上的团体,
we need to return to the unity of the body of Christ.
我们需要回到基督身体的合一上面。
So that is our mission.
那就是我们的使命。
And do you know what I did?
你知道我们那时候怎么做呢?
I went many places to preach the gospel.
我到许多地方去传福音。
People got saved.
人们就得救了。
Then what do you do?
那么我们做什么呢?
You baptize them.
我们为他们施浸。
And it must be by immersion.
并且是要浸礼。
Because that was the lesson I learned.
因为那是我学到的功课。
And after one was baptized,
当一个人受浸之后,
then you must break the bread.
然后你要带他拨饼,
because that's remember the Lord.
因为那是纪念主,
and after you break the bread,
当我们拨饼之后,
then you have to, the sisters have to have head covering.
然后呢, 姊妹们就要学习蒙头,
and then you must set yourself apart from the denominations.
然后你要从宗派里面出来,
and by finishing these four things, the church was established.
若是我们完成了这四件事情, 教会就被建立了。
And brothers and sisters, if I had done it for years, I get so tired.
弟兄姊妹们, 我这样做了好几年之后呢, 我就觉得非常的疲倦。
I thought, what more could I do?
我就问我自己, 还有什么我能够做的?
I was at the end of my service.
我已经来到我侍奉的尽头了。
Thank God.
感谢神,
in His marvelous way.
在他奇妙的方式中,
I became a refugee.
我成了一个, 落难, 逃命的人。
During Pearl Harbor, I was in Singapore.
在珍珠港事变的时候, 我到了新加坡。
And at the last minute, the Lord took me out.
在新加坡沦陷的最后一分钟,
I was so unlucky that I landed in India.
非常不幸的呢, 我就逃到了印度。
Thank God.
感谢神。
A sister in the Lord that I did not know personally.
在主里一位姊妹, 我个人并不认识她。
He sent a telegram to me.
他给我拍了一封电报,
My home is yours. Come immediately.
他说我的家就是你的家, 你立刻来。
So I went to her home.
所以我就去了她的家。
I spent 2.5 months there.
我在那里住了2个半月。
It was a time of resting.
那乃是一段休息的时间。
And during that period of resting,
在那一段休息的时间,
I was able to be before the Lord.
我能够再一次到主面前来。
And I began to read Brother Sparks' writing.
我开始读史百克弟兄的著作。
And I, as I was before the Lord,
当我在主面前的时候,
the Lord gradually opened my heart.
主再一次逐渐地开了我的心。
He began to show me service is centered upon Christ.
他开始指示我侍奉乃是以基督为中心的。
If I serve with Christ, there will be no ending.
如果我与基督一同侍奉，那就不会有尽头。
Because Christ is infinite.
因为基督乃是无限的。There
is such richness in him.
在他的里面有如此的丰富。That
is what I should do.
那是我应该做的。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the Lord deliver me out of the external.
主就把我从外面的侍奉事物中拯救出来。
I do not say these externals are unimportant.
我不是说这些外面的侍奉就不重要。
But without the inward reality, these are nothing.
但是若是没有里面的实际，这一切都算不了什么。
Not only nothing, but became a hindrance.
不仅是无有，并且会成为一个拦阻。
But with Christ,
但是有了基督，
knowing him,
认识他，
There is no limit.
就没有尽头了。
The Lord revived me in my spirit.
主在我的灵里面复兴了我。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And this enables me to serve until today.
这使我服侍直到今天。
So brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
I hope that those who have served the Lord for years,
我盼望我们中间服侍主多年的人。
If we set our eyes upon the Lord,
若是我们定睛在主身上，
there is no end, no limit to our service.
在我们的侍奉中没有尽头也没有限制。
The third question is in Chinese.
第三个问题是中文问的。
I think just a few words will be alright.
我想几个句话就可以回答。分别为圣，归主为圣，尊主为圣，很想弄明白这三者的区别在哪里，请将弟兄教导。
Now I don't know if the way I understand is correct.
我不知道我的领会是不是正确的。
分别为圣， sanctified in the Lord.That's the first question.
第一个问题就是分别为圣。
And the second one is 归主为圣。 It means that sanctify yourself.
第二个问题，归主为圣，就是将你自己分别出来交给主。
尊主为圣is to sanctify the Lord in your heart.
尊主为圣乃是在心里面把主分别出来。
So actually, these three are one.
实际上这三个是一。
The first one is positional.
第一个乃是地位上。
It is the Lord who sanctifies us.
乃是主把我们分别出来。
You know, in 1 Corinthians,Chapter 1, verse 2.
我们记得在哥林多前书第一章第二节。
Paul said, "You are sanctified in Christ Jesus."
保罗说，你们在耶稣基督里面已经分别为圣了。
Those believers in Corinthians.
那些在哥林多的信徒们。
They are saints.
他们是圣徒。
Why they are saints?
为什么他们是圣徒？
Because they have been sanctified unto the Lord.
因为他们是被分别为圣归给主的人。
Now we will hardly call these Corinthians saints.
我们很难去称哥林多的信徒们是圣徒。
Now if anybody will come to you and say so and so,
如果有人跟你称某某人是某某圣徒，
Oh, you will say I'm not worthy.
我们就会说不，我不配。
But the Bible said, we who believe in the Lord are all saints, called saints.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们相信主的人，我们都被称作圣徒了。
Because Christ has already sanctified us.
因为基督已经把我们分别为圣。
By his finished work,
借着他所完成的工作，
he has set us apart for himself.
他已经把我们分别出来归给他自己。
So that is the position that we have already had.
所以那是我们已经得着的一个地位。
Now after we have that position,
当我们有了那个地位，
then how should we respond to it?
那我们怎么样回应呢？
We should sanctify ourselves.
我们应该将自己分别出来。
So you find in Romans chapter 12 verse 1,
所以在罗马书第十二章第一节里说，
Present your body as a living sacrifice,
将你的身体献上当作活祭。
Holy,
这是圣洁的。
Holy means sanctified.
这个圣洁就是归主为圣。
You yourself sanctify yourself to the Lord.
我自己把自己分别出来归给主。
This is your response to his work.
这是 对于他的工作一个回应。
And then in your daily life,
然后在我们每天的生活中
you sanctify him in your heart.
我们在自己的心里面将主尊为圣。
You remember in 1 Peter chapter 3,
我们记得在彼得前书第三章里
verse 15,
第十五节
sanctify the Lord the Christ in your heart.
在你们的心中要尊主为圣。
Whenever people ask you,
当人问你们相信的缘由的时候，
What is your hope?
什么是你的盼望？
Then you should sanctify the Lord Jesus in your heart.
所以我们要在心里面尊主基督为圣。
In other words,
换言之，
In your daily life,
在我们每天的生活中，
You will honor him.
我们要尊荣他，
you will sanctify him.
我们要尊主为圣。
So I think this is just one thing.
我想这就是这三个词的意思。
And the last question,
最后一个问题。
The last question is in Chinese.
第三个问题又是用中文问，如何成为得胜者？
That's it.There are three questions here.
在这里有三个问题。
But two questions have nothing to do with our conference.
但是其余两个问题和这一次特会的主题没有关系。
Even though they are important.
即便他们是重要的。
But we won't touch it.
所以在这里我们先不回答。
How can we be overcomers?
我们怎么能成为得胜者？
Very simple.
很简单。
You read Revelation.
我们读启示录。
In Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3,
在启示录第二章和三章里，
you find that when the church is in general failure,
我们看见在普遍的教会在失败的光景中，
and failure is measured by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
而怎么样来度量说他是失败的，乃是借着基督自己。
Success or failure is not measured by any other standard.
在属灵的成功或者失败呢，没有别的标准来测量。
It is measured by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
乃是借着主耶稣基督的启示来测量的。
How faithful are you to the Christ that has been revealed to you?
我们对于启示给我们的基督，我们有多少的忠心呢？
In the measure of his revelation,
在他启示的里面，
is the measure of your success or failure.
他对他启示的那个度量，就是我们成功或者失败的那个度量。
He revealed himself to his church.
他将他自己启示给他的教会。
He committed himself to his church.
他将他自己交给他的教会。
So he is going to find himself in the church.
所以他要在教会里面找到他自己。
When he cannot find himself, he said repent.
他说当他在我们中间找不到他自己，他就说我们要悔改。
When he can find himself, he is satisfied.
当他能够找到他自己，他就心满意足。
So you find in every letter,
所以在每一封书信里，
there is a call to overcome.
都有一个得胜的呼召。
What to overcome?
我们要胜过什么呢？
To overcome all the unfaithfulness to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就是要胜过那些我们对耶稣基督的启示不忠心的地方。
He has committed himself to us.
他将他自己交托给我们。
Are we faithful to his revelation?
我们是否对于他的启示是忠心的呢？
Are we walking in the light?As he is in the light.
我们是否行走在光中，好像他在光中行一样呢？
Now those that respond are overcomers.
那些回应的人乃是得胜者。
Because they overcome the departure from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因为他们胜过了那些偏离耶稣基督启示的那些难处。
So in every letter,There is the call, he who overcomes.
所以在每一封给教会的书信里面都说到那得胜的。
But in connection with that call,
但是与那个呼召相连的，
you find there is another sentence.
我们还看见有另外一句话，
He that has an ear to hear, Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
How can I be an overcomer?
我怎么可能成为一个得胜者呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
I need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我需要有一个耳朵，能够听见圣灵向众教会所说的话。
The Spirit says nothing to the church but Christ.
基督向着教会，除圣灵向着教会，除了基督之外，不会说别的。
Because he reveals Christ to us.
因为他将基督启示给我们。
So all we need to do is to have a pierced ear.
所以我们所需要做的就是有一个穿通、开通的耳朵。
We should have an ear that can hear him.
我们需要有一个耳朵能够听他。
Not only to just hear,
不仅是仅仅听，
but to obey.
并且要顺服。
That is all.
那就是。
So to be an overcomer,
所以要成为得胜者，
requires an ear that can hear the voice of the Spirit of God.
需要有一个耳朵能听见神圣灵的声音。
Sorry, I occupied too much time.
对不起，我占了太多的时间。
I'm afraid I wasn't as clear as our brother Stephen because I have more questions to answer.
我想我的问题比张弟兄所收到的更多，而且不见得能够交通的清楚。
The first question I'd like to respond to is this. Dana shared that the equipping of God's servants is done in the church. So does seminary, colleges, or full-time ministry training have a place in Christian training?
第一个问题是，Dana 弟兄，你交通到主工人的培养是在教会接受训练。那么这样说来的话，那么人去神学院或者一个什么样的特别训练班，在教会有他的地位吗？
Now first we should explain seminary.
我先讲神学院。
Just like somebody who wants to study law first goes to college for 4 years and then goes to law school to become proficient in the law,
在这个世界来讲，如果你要做律师，你先要得着4年的大学教育，然后再去读法律。
A seminary is a professional training school for ministers who have completed college and now want to study for the ministry.
那么现在的神学院呢，就是同样的道理，你有人有心要做传道人，那么他读完大学以后，那么就去这一个神学院接受神学院的教育，然后做传道人。
Now, I was saved in a Baptist denomination.
我得救的时候是在一个浸信会的背景里。
I felt a call to serve the Lord.
神呼召我来服侍他。
And so when I finished college, there's only one thing to do. And I went to seminary for 4 more years and got what they call now a doctorate in ministry.
所以我也是一样，我大学读完就去了神学院。得了一个神学博士的学位。
Now you see, I was in what I called the large house.
那么我就称这个东西叫做在大户人家。
If you have a desire to serve the Lord in a denomination or in the large house, then you have to get a seminary degree to have credentials, or they will not let you preach or break bread.
所以如果你要在一个有这个工会背景的大户人家来服侍的话， 你必须要有这一个学位经历，然后你才能够讲道，可以播饼。
So my question is, why do you want to go to seminary?
我的问题是说，你为什么要去神学院呢？
But probably, like our brother Stephen, you are hot to serve.
那么唯一的答案就是说，你可能跟我们江弟兄年轻的时候一样，火热的要侍奉。
And you think this is the best way?
那你觉得这条路是最好的？
I tried to count up this morning as I received this question, how many young people I knew from various assemblies like yourself who went to seminary for training.
那我就得到这个问题之后，我就在那里算一算不同的聚会里头有多少年轻人像问问题的这一位一样，然后去了神学院。
I think I remember 8 of these young people.
我可以算出八个人。
I remember they came and asked me about seminary.
那他们来问我这个问题。
I told them I did not think it was a good idea.
我就直截了当说这个不是很好的路径。
But these 8 decided to go.
那么但是他们八个人都去了。
Now, so far, we are 0 for 8. None of them came back to the assembly life.
那么这么若干年之后，这八位没有一个再回到自己的这个聚会的地方。
All of them said, "Of course, I'm going to come back. I just want to serve God."
每一个没有去之前都告诉我，我要回来在自己的教会服事。
But when we're young people, sometimes we are naive about what happens when we go off to school.
我们年轻人常常去学校有点比较天真。
I remember for myself, my experience was much like my brother Stephen's.
我的经验跟江弟兄有点像。
I was truly saved.
我是真的得救了。
I was already preaching before I went to seminary.
还没有上神学院，我已经开始讲道了。
And actually, some people get saved.
也有人得救。
I believe the Bible.
我相信圣经。
Then I went to seminary.
然后我再去神学院。
Now, first of all, 50% of the program has nothing to do with the Bible or anything spiritual.
我在神学院学的一半的课程跟圣经是无关的，也跟属灵的事情没有关系。
You take courses in your denominational history. You take courses in psychological counseling and things like this.
比如说像先认识我们这个宗派的历史背景，这样是一科，或者学习心理学怎么样帮助人。
And of course, seminaries are different. You know, the one I went to is very different from other ones there are.
每一个神学院都有它自己的特色。
The seminary I went to, half of my professors did not believe Jesus raised from the dead with body.
在神学院我读的那个学校，有一半的教授并不相信耶稣基督是从死里复活带着人的身体。
Nor did they believe Jesus was coming back.
也不相信耶稣会真的第二次再来。
Because the kingdom of God is now on the earth.
因为他们的观念是现在就是神的国，就是现在。
And many other liberal teachings and things.
那么还有很多奇怪的自由神学。
Thank God there were some brothers who really loved the Lord. Also, they were professors at the seminary, and I was helped by their ministry.
但是其他另外一半那些读信圣经对我当年是很有帮助的这些教授。
Now, because I went to seminary is a difficult question to answer because, of course, I went, but that's all the light I had at the time.
所以你问我这个问题对我来讲比较困难，因为我当年所看见的光在那个时候是这样的领受的。
But I wonder what would have happened if Timothy had gone to Paul and said, "Paul, should I go study under Gamaliel? You learned so much of the law from him."
另外我想到用这种方法来解释，比如说当年提摩太来到保罗的面前问他说，我是不是再回到你当年的老师加马列的门下，我跟他去学学呢？你跟他学了这么多律法。
Now, do you think Paul would have said, yes, yes, go to Jerusalem, study under Gamaliel?
那你想保罗会不会对提摩太说，去啊，那个是不错的。
Well, I cannot say yes, yes, when a student asks me this question.
那我是现在我不能说可以啊，去啊，我说不出这个答案来。
Let me tell you just a few things.
让我说几句话。
First of all,
第一，
there's many servants of God in this world who have gone to seminary.
今天我们看在这个服侍主的这些工人的中间，
and there are a number of them who really serve the Lord and have an excellent ministry.
他们是神学院毕业的，也服侍主，而且服侍得很好。
But at the same time, these brothers, in order to serve the Lord in such a way, have to overcome some things that happen at a school like a seminary.
那么可是在他们服侍的这一个过程中，必须要克服有许多他以前在神学院所学的这些东西要克服。
If you understand, a seminary is formed because there is a system that it is feeding.
神学院的设计是它设计出一套的制度。
You may go as just a simple brother or sister, you just want to study the Word of God.
你去的时候你是一个简单的弟兄或者姊妹要去读主的话。
But the professional school has a pastor system in the mentality.
但是这一套系统呢是为着做牧师的这一个制度而设计的，这个最后的产品。
Everything they teach you has to do with a pastor mentality.
所以它整个的设计是让你毕业的时候能够有一个牧师的心态，用这个方式来想。
Now, when I graduated after 4 years of seminary,
所以我四年毕业之后，
now I was a pastor.
我就变成了牧师了。
They ordained me, made me a reverend.
那么他们就按例。
And now,I knew everything.
所以你就忽然间什么都懂了。
So I went to churches as a pastor.
所以我到教会里面就做了牧师。
Now some of them have been Christians for 35, 40 years.
那么在我们的会众中有一些老基督徒，35年、40年的老基督徒。
But they don't know. I know everything.
他们什么都不懂，只有我懂。
I give them the programs they should do.
我告诉他们你们要做什么。
I say, let's study a purpose-driven life. That's what we're going to do.
所以如果 我决定 这个时候要读这个 标杆教会或者标杆人生，那我们就乖乖读这本书。
There's many different plans, many different programs that come from your training.
所以我就会设计很多很多的不同的节目，是我学校学的那一套现在搬到教会来。
Now you learn.
那你就学啊。
Only the pastor can break the bread.
但是波饼的话只有牧师可以波。
This is very holy.
因为这是最圣的。
And so the people of course accept that.
那大家也接受这个方式。
Now you are in a position over the people.
所以你把你自己放在比别人高一级。
Now there's levels of Christians in the church.
所以你把教会就分了等级了。
And so you try to lead this way.
那你就用这种方式来领导。
And you teach a certain system that you have learned.
那么你就按着这个系统的 你在学校学的这个系统的方法来教导。
Now when you turn to the book of Revelation, as our brother was sharing in chapter 2 and 3,
如果我们回到刚刚江弟兄使用的启示录二三这两章圣经，
we see that the churches that our Lord is talking to have left the testimonyof the Lord Jesus and have replaced that testimony with other things.
你会发现这七个教会他们的难题是把其他的东西来代替了基督。
As an example, in chapter 2 in the church of Pergamos,
比如说波加摩的教会，
in verse 14,
14节,
our Lord says, but I have a few things against you because you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam.Who keep teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel to eat things, sacrifice to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
在比加摩教会的时候，主责备他们，因为那里有人服从巴兰的教训。 那巴兰曾将巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事，也有照样服从了尼格拉党的教训。
Now the church is supposed to be focused on Christ.
教会要集中在基督上。
Everything we do comes out of that revelation.
那每一件其他的我们做的事是从这一个中心开始延伸。
But when we either don't see that vision or move away from that vision,
当我们不再看到这个中心，或者慢慢转移了注意力，
we have to find a new focus for the church.
那么我们就要找一个代替品。
Any focus other than Christ is an idol.
所以如果我们在基督之外的任何转移品，那都是叫做偶像。
Pergamus was in the early stage of their decline from their testimony.
所以别加摩教会是在他们走下坡的刚刚起步。
And when you don't focus upon this living testimony of Jesus Christ, then it's not unusual to hold to a teaching.
所以当你没有注目在基督的身上，那么你只是注意某一种特别的教训。
Now most seminaries hold to a teaching.
那么许多的现在的这个神学院是以某标榜某一个教训为中心的。
And even those that believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God, they still hold to teaching.
那么虽然这个神学院是说我们相信圣经是无误的，可是他们教导的时候还是集中在某一个教训上面。
But at the base of these teachings, there are really three idols that we find.
那么在这个教训的里面，我们能够发觉有三个偶像。
Now, what is this teaching of Balaam?
那么在这里你看到什么叫做巴兰的教训呢？
It's basically serving God for money.
那就是说你的传道是教传道是为了钱。
Now what's wrong with that?
这有什么不对啊？
A worker is worthy of his hire.
那么这个你不是花钱把这个工人请来的吗？
You don't muzzle the ox that treads on the grain.
那么牛在场上踹骨，你不能把它嘴拢起来啊。
Well, if somebody is serving the Lord, if the Lord puts it on your heart, you should help to sustain them.
那么如果这个工人在这个教会服侍，你当然应该让他有生活的供养啊。
But if the servant of God sees their ministry as a career, like Balaam saw his prophecy ministry as a career, it's wrong.
但是如果一个工人把他的传道看成他一个饭碗的话，就像这个巴兰神做要他做先知，可是他用传讲先知当做他的饭碗，那么这是错的。
You remember they asked Balaam to come and to prophesy against Israel.
因为人家花钱请他来咒诅以色列人。
And he wouldn't do it until they gave him a lot of money.
那么他起先不愿意，除非他们钱来了。
Some were holding to the teaching of Nicolaitans.
那另外有一些人注意这个尼格拉党的教训。
Now there are different interpretations about who the Nicolaitans were.
当然对这个尼格拉党教训有不同的解经。
But the root of the word itself means power over the people.
那尼格拉党这个字的意思是在人之上，就是说有两个阶级。
And when you have such a teaching,You say that there is the clergy up here and there are the laity down here.
那么也就是说你在教会里面有一种人叫做圣品人，有一种人叫做平信徒。
And this corrupts the truth of the body of Christ.
如果你教这种教训的话呢，你就无形中破坏了教会是基督的身体这个概念。
Now, when you go to a seminary, they don't tell you, be a Nicolaitan, be a Balaam.
你在神学院里面没有老师会告诉你你要做一个巴兰或者要做一个尼格拉党的这种信徒。
But the seminary I was in my last year,
但是在我第四年的神学院教育
the senior students got together,
我们大家在一起，这是要毕业生的。
And they were talking about organizing as union labor.
那么我们就谈我们应该联合起来组织工会。
Because Baptist pastors didn't make enough money.
因为浸信会的牧师薪水太低。
And also if one pastor stood up on a social issue and spoke against it in the church, threw them out, all of us would go on strike.
那么, all
the church pastors would go on strike.
如果在有一个牧师决定要讲一件特别的社会不公的事情，那么教会如果炒他鱿鱼的话，那么所有联合起来罢工。
When I went to seminary, there was anti-Vietnam War sentiment.
那我那个时代正是反越战的时代。So
we want security if we speak against the war.
所以我们那个时候要起来反战的话呢，我们怕被炒鱿鱼。Half
of the students in the seminary when I went were there because, and when you're a seminary student, you don't have to go into the army by the draft.
那么我们那时参加这个神学院的人，有一半的人是因为要逃兵，不要去服役，所以就跑来，因为你读神学院你就不必当兵了。And
today seminary is no difference.
那么今天也差不了多少。There
is where the liberal minds of the Christian of Christendom, that's where they teach.
大部分的是自由派的神学家在那里控制这些神学院。
And so when you go through the school,
所以你到学校去,
after a while you say, I'm a pastor, I should be paid.
所以你就慢慢被洗脑成我是一个牧师，我当然应该有一个好的薪水。
Now first of all, I am not a pastor according to the scriptures.
那么你 我单是照圣经来看，我不是一个牧师。
Even to call me a pastor was spiritually inaccurate according to my gifts. I'm not a pastor.
因为虽然我有这个牧师的头衔，可是这并不是我属灵上的恩赐。
But it's good. The Baptist system is very good. You only have two things. You're either pastor or you're missionary. That's it.
在浸信会的制度里头，只有两种工人，一种是牧师，一种是宣教士。
And so I was a pastor, even though I wasn't the pastor.
那么我就做了牧师，但是我并没有圣灵所赐牧师的恩赐，我没有。
Now there's many other teachings involved which become the environment of a seminary.
所以还有很多很多其他的教训，这样就组成了所谓的神学院的制度。
There's one very dear young brother who went off to a seminary.
有一位很可爱的弟兄，他去了神学院。He
went to an Anglican seminary.
他去的是安利根圣公会的神学院。
He's a very smart boy.
他是很聪明的一个男孩子。
He went right through the ranks, got his doctorate in ministry.
所以最后他是以神学博士毕业的。He
now works for the Archbishop of Canterbury in London.
那么他现在就是在 伦敦的这一个西敏寺大教堂做牧师。
Now I used to know him when he was wearing jeans, wearing sneakers. Now he wears the vestments.
我认识他的时候，他是穿短裤，这个很自由的一个人。现在却穿了圣袍了。Now
he tells me that one of his main courses that he really enjoyed was the theology of reverence.
他曾经告诉我，他最喜欢的课。 是牧师的神学课。
How to provide a reverent environment when people walk into the sanctuary.
怎么样让人进到教堂里面有一种神圣的感觉？
He says they teach you to change your voice from normal. You say, Dear God!
怎么样用你的声音转变来控制人的对你的感觉？
And how to do everything, you open your Bible in a certain way.
你怎么样打开你的圣经，让他觉得很神圣？
You talk about things in a certain way.
你,
the music plays only certain kinds of music because you're trying to evoke reverence.
所以你的音乐要配合气氛，要造成让你进了教堂有一种神圣的感觉。
This is one of our young people from one of our fellowships.
当年是我们聚会里面出去的。He
has to work along with gays in his office, other ministers who are gay in the Anglican Church.
那么今天圣公会里面是接纳这个同性恋的人来做 同工，所以他要跟这些人一起做事。
But now he serves the Lord that way.
所以他现在就在这样的环境中侍奉神。
There's many traps that await the naive student who goes to seminary, and that's why none of the eight young men have I ever seen come back to assembly life.
所以我要说的是，我所跟我谈过话的年轻人里面，中间有八个人去了神学院，但是毕业以后就没有再回到自己教会来服侍。
Why don't they come back?
为什么不回来了呢？
Because they're offered too much money.
因为别的地方给他很多钱。
And also because they are the best of students at the schools.
When do we have to? As soon as possible. Oh. We have to conclude fast.
Oh.
We need to vacate our room.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
So I'll take care, Sarah. So everything.
We have to vacate the seminary. I'm sorry. I think we just received notice that we have to vacate our rooms. I think 11 o'clock. So we're. I don't think we're going to hear about Madame Guillon today.
Are we going to come back after vacate the room?
Oh, we can come back. So we should stop?
Right. We have
about 20
minutes
to clean the room and then come back here. 20
minutes later. Okay, 20 minutes. Well, it appears we're still in seminary.
还是在神学院里。
You know, Paul makes an exhortation in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that when somebody asks me about seminary, I always think of this exhortation.
我想到保罗的一句话，在哥林多后书十一章。
Beginning in verse 2, for I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I betroth you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
第二节，我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Now, I realize I have to be careful in what I say about seminary because probably some of you have been or are thinking of going.
所以我要小心地讲关于这个问题，因为我们中间可能有人正在或者曾经或者想要去。
And the different schools put a different emphasis and a different pressure on people.
每一个学校有不同的重点。
But one thing that we need to, that I am jealous for, is when we have young people who have a simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ, and that is taken away by this theological training.
我里面的感觉跟这一节圣经是一样的，就是原来我们的青年对主有一个纯一清洁的心，但是去读了这样的学校之后，受到其他东西的污染。
Every seminary has a system behind it.
每一个神学院都有他自己的一套系统。
It could just be the system of successism, building mega churches.
比如说要建立一个大巨型教会，来怎么样让教会能够成功。
I know one brother who was interested in going to some kind of training, and he ended up going to the training and where what we have Calvary Chapel.
那么有一个叫做加略山 教堂这么一个聚会。
This there's a very precious brother in California who started this church forty, fifty years ago. And he has a very precious ministry. He reads the Bible a verse at a time, takes the church through the whole Bible.
那么这个弟兄开始这个聚会的时候是四五十年前，那个时候他教导圣经，一节一节圣经带着全教会来读的。
Now they have hundreds of these churches, so it's like a denomination.
然后现在这个发展到有几百间在各个美国各个地方。好像就像一个宗派一样。
Now I could never be pastor of this church.
我没有资格做这个教会的牧师。
Even though I've been to seminary.
虽然我是神学院毕业的。
You have to take their special training.
但是你必须经过他们的训练。
So the brother told me about the special training they have at the school.
那么这个弟兄就告诉我他们这个学校怎么训练呢?
They have these big, huge notebooks of all the notes that this dear brother has written over the years from the Bible study, and they have to learn that and teach the Bible the same way, verse by verse, the same way.
那么，也就是说，你要经过这个系统的训练呢，就是说，他这个开始的弟兄，他所有写的这个笔记。那么后来的学生就要去读这个笔记。
Now you can go to any one of those churches in this particular group on any Sunday. You can go from West Coast to East Coast. The same message every week. Every church does the same. It's now Romans 6 verses 1 through 10.
所以每一个主日不管你在美国的任何地方，他们都是一律，就是今天是讲罗马书第一章第一节到六节，那么全美国各个教会都是这样讲的。
Now I think it's wonderful to study the Bible verse by verse.
是能够一节一节读圣经是好事。
But don't you think there's a system there?
但是当你全国都是一律都是如此，这不是一个制度了吗？
Now I take this wonderful man of God, I take his notes, I add my own notes, and then pass it on to the next group.And the next generation studies his notes and then my notes about his notes and then they add their notes. This is the Pharisee system.
所以如果他们是这样子来教导，你要先读那个第一个弟兄所教导的每一个笔记，然后加上我的感觉再加进去，那就变成第二代，那第三代的人就再往上加，一代一代这样传下去，就好像法利赛人当年的教导是一样的。
And of course, more dangerous than Nicolaitanism or Balaamism is Gnosticism.
那么比巴兰的教训、尼格拉党教训更危险的教训是这个享乐主义。
And the seminary many times steals a mind away. Read it in chapter 11. The mind away from simplicity of devotion to Christ.
在刚刚我们读的十一章这一句话的里头，就是把一个人的心思从主的那里转移到别的东西上面。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to leave the seminary with one more statement.
我最后再讲一句就讲完了。
I couldn't imagine the damage that would happen to the work.In China or to Russia, if the young servants of God in China receive seminary training, it would destroy what God has done.
我不能想象如果今天在中国家庭教会的青年或者苏联的这些青年，他们经过这种制度的训练之后，对在中国的教会也好，在苏联的教会也好，会产生的破坏性。
At the same time, I believe in studying the Word of God.
但是我绝对相信读圣经，好好的读。
I find people who take correspondence courses learn just as much as those who go to some school.
这个你把比较去神学院或者在这个这叫什么函授学校。可能函授学校更好。
Listen, no, I have to tell you two more things. I'm sorry. Before I leave the topic,
我还有两件，我又想到两件事情要讲。
One negative,
一个消极的。
It took me 5 years after seminary to be delivered from the liberalism, from the confusion of biblical understanding that I received while I was at seminary. 5 years.
我个人从学校毕业之后，整整有五年，我才有办法脱离我在学校所受的这个自由神学的影响。这是很漫长的路程。
And it's only that because of my desire was not to compromise the word of God, I had to put the Bible in front of me and say, I believe this even when I don't understand it. And I refuse these other teachings. And it's as if a demonic weight came off my mind and suddenly I could see things with a faith and a simplicity that I had missed through those years of seminary.
因为那个自由神学的一个灵好像要你要宣告要跟他搏斗，然后才有一天五年之后才忽然间离开了，我才能够真正回到这里所说的纯一清洁的心来相信神的话，虽然我不是懂，但是我能够接受。
While I was at seminary, I studied Bible courses a lot. Most of the students didn't study too much Bible, but I studied a lot of Bible.
我在神学院的时候，我特别去修了很多关于圣经的课程，其他的同学并不像我。
I learned Hebrew so I could read the Hebrew Bible to a certain degree.
我为了能够读原文，我特别去修希伯来文。
But 5 years after seminary, I heard our brother Stephen Kang teaching from the Old Testament.
我毕业五年后就听到江弟兄讲道，他讲圣经。
And after only a few messages, I realized I had no idea what the Old Testament was about.
听完几篇江弟兄的信息之后，我知道我以前读的圣经都有毛病。
He preached everything wrong. Everything they told me in seminary, do not use a hermeneutic of typology when you study the Old Testament. And all he said was Christ is here, and Christ is here, and Christ is here. And I had to decide which I believe is true.
江弟兄讲到的时候，他的解经的方式跟我神学院学的那一套刚刚好相反。神学院说不可以这个这样解，不可以那样解，江弟兄就是这样解的。而我就听完这个讲道以后，我要做个决定，到底江弟兄这个讲道的方式是对的呢，还是我以前学的那个方式是对的。
Now my brother, he always beats me up when I say things like that. But I think if you study what he has shared on Old Testament, you will learn more than you would ever learn in any seminary I know.
如果你能够听江弟兄所解的这个旧约的圣经，你照他的方式来认识圣经，明白圣经的话，比你在任何神学院学的那一大套的那个所谓解经学要好得多得多。
Now, just so I don't get beat up by a second person, I won't even tell you about our brother Christian Chen and all of the studies he has done.
那我就不必提陈弟兄的读经了。
You know, back home in our fellowship, he went through the book of Revelation on Wednesday nights in Chinese in a Bible study.
在纽约的聚会，我们弟兄曾经跟大家在教会里面讲启示录，用中文讲的。
You know, he had them study all of the 4 different types of interpretation of the book of Revelation, not just one. You go to seminary, you just get one version, what they believe. He had them study all 4 and have the cases of the weaknesses and the strengths of each of the 4 views of the interpretation of Revelation.
在他讲解这个启示录的时候，他要讲四种不同的观点，那么然后解释每一个观点的优点在哪里，缺点在哪里。
And then he told them the view he had.
然后他讲，这是我个人是怎么看。
And then everybody there went, 好好好好。There's a question here which I think I can be. I just will do 2 more questions because my pile keeps growing. Take a break. They give me more questions.
我的问题越来越多，因为刚刚休息的时候还有新的问题来了，所以我现在只挑两个问题。
I was encouraging people regarding gospel ministry. as a means of serving the Lord, and somebody asked specifically what we do where I live regarding gospel ministry.
有人问我, 因为讲到装备的时候, 我特别提到带领青年人出去传福音, 那他就说, 你能不能具体一点, 说说你们自己在, 你聚会的地方, 你们是怎么样带领他们去传福音的?
You know, brothers and sisters who love the Lord, they really want to share the gospel.
我们得救了以后爱主, 我们有一个热心要, 要传福音。
But Satan has put a lie in their head because they don't know enough theology. Now they can't witness the gospel.
但是魔鬼却在我们的心思里面给我们一个错误的概念, 就是, 你不, 神学, 你没有受过训练, 你没有资格去讲这个传福音。
But you know, as soon as you're saved, you're already an instrument that can share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但实际上, 当你一得救的那一天, 你已经具有资格来为耶稣做见证。
Well, we had some special meetings.
我们有特别的聚会。
My brother Christian, he took the Chinese speaking. I took the English speaking.
那么, 陈弟兄会带中文的这一个部分, 我带英文的这个部分。
And we had several months where we got together on one Saturday a month.
我们在一个礼拜挑一个礼拜六，一个月中挑一个礼拜六。
And everybody who was burdened about sharing the gospel,
凡是心里面有感动要传福音的人,
would come to this meeting,
就来到这一个聚会中,
and they would have to have two messages, no more than 10 minutes long, and they actually preached the message, and then we would critique.
那么我们有两个人，一个人讲十分钟。 做见证，然后我们给他评语。
Now this was just not for theory, have two messages about the gospel.
不是讲理论关于福音的理论。
But after they went through this training,
这是一个训练。
Then we all went out on the street together, and these various brothers and sisters preached those 10-minute gospels.
然后我们就上街了，然后就 传这个十分钟的见证。
We go right down in New York City.
我们在纽约街上,
very busy corner.
闹市,
and we stand there together.
我们就在那里站在那里。
Now many Chinese live in this area.
这个地区是华人区。
They look at this group.
他们就看这一群人。
There's some Chinese young people, some brothers and sisters.
有年轻人, 有一些弟兄姐妹,
there's some American, Caucasians, there's some Brazilians, all together.
有一些白人, 有一些巴西人,
they go, oh yeah. So then we sing a song in English, a gospel song. This is my story, this is my song.
所以我们就开始唱诗了。
Then a brother shares 10 minutes in English.
一个弟兄就用英文讲十分钟见证。
Then we sing gospel chorus in Chinese.
然后我们用中文再唱一首诗。
And then somebody shares 10 minute message in Chinese.
然后另外一个弟兄就用中文讲了十分钟。
And then we sing another couple of songs. Then we have a testimony in Spanish.
然后就有一个人用西班牙话再讲一顿。
And the people say, wow, this isn't Chinese church, but this isn't, what is this?
那他们就看, 哎, 这些人很奇怪, 又中文又英文又西班牙文, 到底是什么教会?
Meanwhile, we have our real secret weapons.
然后我们有秘密武器。
Brothers and sisters all over the area with tracts that they hand out, and they talk to people about Jesus.
所以就有另外一批人在那边发单张, 就跟他们个人接触。
We have a brother here at our conference. He is, I think he goes to every one of these outdoor gospel meetings.
有一个弟兄在我们中间，今天大概在我们中间，他是对每一个福音聚会他都参加的。
And so we do this for a couple of hours.
像我们在外面就传了两个钟头的福音。
Now then we have gospel meetings in our assembly.
然后在会所呢也有福音聚会。
So last Sunday, New Year's Eve day, we had gospel meeting at the end of the year.
初夕的时候，前几天我们在会所有福音聚会。
And I just got an email today, a very nice email, and 11 people got saved.
所以福音聚会里面有11个人得救。
But I even enjoyed the other part of email better.
这个电子邮件里面还有另外一个好消息。
Because the two Saturdays before,
就是往前算两个礼拜六,
this is the Saturday before Christmas and the Saturday before New Year's.
在圣诞节前也是新年之前,
we had over 60 people out sharing the gospel on the street.
我们有六十个弟兄姊妹出去传福音。
Now I share that because the temperature is below zero.
我讲这个原因是因为在外面的温度是零下的温度。
But some of the parents bring along their children. We have 12-year-old children handing out tracts.
12岁的小朋友也去发单张。
But people see the body of Christ.
但人就看见基督身体的见证。
Some Chinese brothers and sisters, some Americans all together sharing the gospel.
所以有中国人有美国人都在一起传福音。
Now every assembly has to go some way that the Lord leads.
所以每一个会所都可以照着自己的特殊状况来做。
And I have noticed one thing.
但是有一点我们要注意。
When the Chinese person gets to the microphone, they take more than the 10 minutes they're supposed to take.
讲中文的弟兄常常一上去就超过十分钟的。
I don't know why.
为什么？
I just want to, this is a question. But there's somebody who has a real heart to serve the Lord.
这里我的问题是很长，我能够看清楚这一位写发问题的是有心要侍奉。
Let me just share, summarize.
我把它浓缩一下。
Because there's actually two questions, but you can see together one heart.
两个问题，一颗心。
The first question is that this brother or sister really wants to serve the Lord.
这个人很有愿意侍奉的心志。
And because they studied the Bible and they feel like they receive a lot from the Lord, they want to be able to share it in ministry of the word before the saints.
那么他读了圣经又很有感觉，想要在大家面前交通。
But this person has shared a few times, so probably this is a brother then.Shared a few times in the assembly, and the people have discouraged him from continuing to share.
交通两次以后，其他的人就对他说：“你不必交通了。”
Now this person acknowledges maybe they failed miserably, but we don't know.
所以在他的这个问题里面，他是可能是这一次遭受很挫折感。
They still feel that they.Have this desire to preach, serve, you know, minister the word.
但是他还有这个负担要继续的讲。
What can I do?
那我应该怎么办？
Then the second question is related. This person has a hard time finding a job suitable to being a servant.
那么第二个问题是，他好像很难找到一个工作。也能够不要太忙可以服侍。
Now, maybe this brother comes from Australia because our brother mentioned yesterday here in Australia people work real hard.
所以我猜这个可能是澳洲来的，他刚这个弟兄说的澳洲的人工作很勤劳的。
So this person has tried working in a work environment where they tell you work, and he comes home so tired that he can't study the word.
因为法老太厉害，他没有时间读经了。
Then in another work environment, this person works in a work environment where everybody is cursing and saying bad things and everything, and it vexes him. And he doesn't like working there.
那么在他的工作的地方呢，这些人又非常的属事，讲的话很让他听不进去，所以他不希望在那个环境里面工作。
And then I interpret the end.
最后。
He heard my say yesterday that God miraculously provides for you. He wants to know just how I can serve the Lord, not have to go to work anymore.
所以他说，你从你的见证里面，好像神给你一个神机，你就从此不需要再工作。那我怎么样可以有这样同样的经历？
Maybe that's a little unfair.
这可能是误解。
You know, brothers and sisters, I feel sometimes that we are at the beginning of the era of tribulation.
我常常有个感觉，我们现在所在的时间是大灾难的前兆。
When I see how jobs are possessing people's souls.
因为我看到今天大家所做的工作对你的要求是多么要占据你。
I'm sure there are many brothers and sisters here who are required to work much more than just 40 hours a week on their jobs.
这里当然也不但是弟兄，包括姐妹，你们如果在工作的这些岗位上，你们所需要的时间不是一个礼拜四十小时就能够解决，要超远远超过这个时间。
And certainly we know that there is an evil spirit over Singapore, Australia, Taiwan, and United States. Mammon sits over these countries.
有一个马门的邪灵在新加坡、台湾、美国这些、澳洲这些上空。
You must make money, work hard, or you are nobody.
就是告诉你，你一定要赚钱，赚得越多越好。你如果没有赚钱多的话，你就啥也不是。
And you know, many people's souls are oppressed by this pressure at work.
因为这个缘故，我们的心灵就受到极大的压力。
So what our brother shares is true.
那么我们弟兄刚刚在这个问题里面反映的是现在的光景。
And you know, you can go to many jobs and the environment is foul-mouthed and lustful and a bad environment to work.
那么你在公司房或者这些厂外邦人的场合，人的嘴巴说的都是一些脏话，事实如此。
But all I can say is,Daniel overcame.
我要说的乃是但以理那个时代也是如此，但是他得胜。
And there is grace to overcome, go the second mile, and be a servant of God.
主有恩典让我们在这种环境里面走二里路，让我们能够得胜。
Now I sense behind these questions, because they're by the same person together,that there is a mentality of the full-time servant there.
那么我读这个问题的时候，我有感觉写问题的人有一种特殊的观念关于所谓全时间的这个事情。
Not only so I don't have to work a secular job, I can spend time, you know, studying the word and ministering to people.
所以如果我不上班了，我能够把我所有的时间都来读经，然后给人讲道，那么我就好了。
But then, of course, this whole matter of how do I provide for my family or my life?
但是这个时候却又碰到难题，我怎么样能够养家呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, we are all servants of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不管怎么样，我们都是神的仆人。
And there's not a person in this room that doesn't have to overcome some things in order to serve the Lord.
我们没有一个人例外，我们都需要在我们生活中胜过一些环境来服侍。
Everyone has to take up the cross and sacrifice to serve the Lord.
我们每一个人都要背起自己的十字架，有某种程度的牺牲来服侍主。
And when we consecrate our lives in the assembly to be a servant in the body of Christ,
当我们把自己奉献，我们在聚会，在自己的教会里面侍奉神的时候
，Then we should serve in any way we can.
我们要尽我们所能来摆上。
Now there's a certain ambition behind wanting to minister the word before the assembly.
那么有的人有一种思想是一种，他觉得只有讲道给大家听才是侍奉主。
And since I don't know the person, I can't speak it. You know, some people want to do that, but they're just not gifted.
我是见过有的人，他很想这样讲道给人家听，可是他没有口才。
Now, this
但是
this person says when they share the saints say, you know, well, they are judgmental.
那么他如果照他所讲的，他已经讲过几次，可是。台下的弟兄们对他说：“你不必讲了。”他可能觉得有一点审判的味道。
Now from this, it's the implication is the saints may be wrong, but I think you need to listen to the saints.
可是弟兄们可能犯错误，但是在这个情形之下，你应该学习听从弟兄的建议。
Now what brother or sister here does not want to hear a message alive with the Spirit of Christ?
在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，哪一位不喜欢听是带着生命有圣灵能力的信息呢？
I don't think there's any assembly that would hesitate to ask somebody to share if what they shared was life.
如果任何一个弟兄姊妹他交通的带着生命的感召力
没有一个人不会要听的。
But if there's not a good feeling after somebody shares a few times, there must be something wrong there.
所以如果你交通了几次之后没有人阿们的话，在你的信息里面可能有问题。
Sometimes we gain knowledge, but our character has not come to the place where when we share something, there's an attestation of Christ out of our lives as well as the message.
我们讲到的时候可能是讲了一些属灵的知识术语，但是我们生命经历跟这个你讲的东西没有配上来，所以你讲出来没有感动人的力量。
And so sometimes it's not a rejection of our ministry, but it's just that the Lord is telling us to put it down and serve in other ways.
所以这并不是说我们不能服侍，神借着我们的弟兄可能告诉我们，你可能应该在其他的领域来服侍，不是在话语职事上来服侍。
Now thank God we have a heart to serve.
我们为着我们每个弟兄姊妹有心服侍，要感谢主。
And surely there's some ways that you can serve without having to speak to the congregation.
所以不是只有讲道才是服侍主。
And you know, many times the Lord tests us in this.
很多时候主要试验我们。
You know, when Paul got saved,
保罗得救的时候，
of course he wanted to go to his own brethren.
他要去他的犹太人同胞中间。
But the Lord says, no, no preaching to Jews for you. You go to the Gentiles.
但是主禁止他对同胞传福音，要他去外邦传福音。
You know, sometimes the Lord won't let you speak to who you want to speak to.
因为主有的时候不让你想讲到的对象主禁止。
You know, after being a Baptist pastor and my history, I finally saw something of Christ in the assembly and I joined myself to this local assembly, the house of God, you know.
当年当我主开我的眼睛开始认识什么是基督，什么是他的身体之后，我就把这个心带回我服侍的那个教会。
I have an ordination paper. Dana Congdon, Reverend Dana Congdon.
那我那天在弟兄姊妹面前把我那个牧师证给撕了。
I said, I'm just a brother.
我就是做一个平凡的弟兄。
Now the brothers and sisters in that small assembly, they accepted me as a brother.
弟兄们接纳我。
But the brothers took me aside and said, brother, we don't want you to share the word with us.
但是警告我，我们不要听你讲道。
Now I thought that was a terrible thing.
我觉得这个很没有爱心。
Why are they doing that?
为什么他们对我那么凶呢？
Why were they doing that?
为什么？
Because they don't know me.
因为他们不认识我。
You know, I could take over the flock in 2 months just by preaching. So maybe they're afraid.
所以他们可能觉得我如果在这里讲两个月道，这一群羊都跟他跑了。
And anyway, maybe I have left the Baptist, but the Baptist hasn't left me yet.
或者他们认为我是外表离开了浸信会，可是浸信会并没有离开我。
So they said, don't speak.
所以他们禁止我讲道。
So now I was really pressed, you know, because of course now I've just seen Christ, I have everything I want to say.
我心里面是火热的要讲，但是下面外面的压力是禁止我讲。
I remember one day I went out into the woods and I cried to God. And I said, God, I'm burning in my bones and I cannot speak.
有一天我就跑到森林里面大哭一场，我说神啊，我要讲，可是现在不能讲。
But he said, I've never taken away your ministry.
但是主跟我说，我并没有把你的职事拿走啊。
Now is the time for you to pray.
现在是你祷告的时间。
I always like speaking better than praying.
讲道比祷告好多好多了。
So I had to go through a time where I could only pray for the saints. I couldn't speak.
所以我这个时候只好祷告，不能讲。
Now, in this group, the one thing that they had, one asset of this small group, is they had about 12 or 15 teenagers.
在这一群弟兄姊妹中间，有大概12到15个少年人。
Now, they didn't know what to do with these teenagers, so they said, okay, we'll let you work with the teenagers.
那么这些弟兄们不知道怎么样对这些少年人工作，那好，你 Dana 你去照顾他们好了。
No longer reverend. Oh, this youth worker.
现在降级从这个牧师变成青年领袖。
This is one step lower than assistant pastor. 这是
贵的。这个比助理牧师还差一级的。
Well, so I got together with the young people. You know, I teach them things and I play my guitar and sing. And, you know, these teenagers, they started getting touched by the Lord.
所以我就开始在他们中间服侍，慢慢他们被主摸到了。
Then next thing I know, they have a Richmond conference, family conference, and the brothers in Richmond asked me if I would come and work with the young people.
所以慢慢 Richmond conference 也需要有青年工作，他们就邀请我去做。
So for 20 years, I went to Richmond, I worked with the young people.
所以二十年我在 Richmond 的这个特会里头总是服侍少年。
Every year it was Dana in the lion's den.
所以每年就是狮子坑。
And you know, sometimes I sit in the auditorium, I see those preachers up there. I say, boy, I'd sure like to be up there. But then, no, I go down to the young people with
them. 在聚会里面，大聚会实在很有吸引力，但是我必须去狮子坑去。
And of course, you know, this is exactly where God wanted me.
这是神当时的安排。
I pray that those years, these young people, will become men of God.
那我就为这些少年人祷告，盼望他们中间能够成为爱主的人。
But you know, many times we don't get to do what we want to do.
所以你会发现，很多的时候神没有把我们放在你想做的事情上面。
But if we'll be faithful to do what the Lord does give us to do, He opens up the doors in His good time.
所以如果我们在那个情况之下忠心的就是在神安排的这个职分上你服侍时候满足了神会给你开门。
So brother, sister, whoever wrote this note, you be faithful and serve the Lord because you love the Lord.
所以不管是谁写这个问题给我，我建议你对主忠心，主把你安排在什么你就在那个岗位上服侍就好了。
If you have to take the last place at the table,then serve with all your heart and the Lord will increase your way.
即使你是坐整个聚会的最后一个位置，在那里你好好的爱主服侍主，神会祝福你。
When people see you serving in whatever you're given to do, they will ask you, please come up another chair.
所以如果 你在众人面前能够忠心的这样服侍，其他的弟兄姊妹 会承认你。
Meanwhile, the best testimony of a servant of God is you are a giver. You are a giver.
一个最好的见证讲到一个工人就是你是一个服侍人的人。
Give all that you have in serving the Lord.
你把你所有的都拿出来服侍人。
Well, I have said way too much, but...
我超过我的时间多得多。
I still have another load of questions. I'll give to Brother Christian if he finishes too early.
所以我把没有答的问题给陈弟兄了。
时间的缘故，我把这些问题浓缩成三个。
So I'm going to limit my questions to three questions due to time.
我希望这三个问题是比较富有代表性。
So that it could actually be representative.Of the different questions.
这里有一个问题，就是说，如果弟兄姊妹在教会的侍奉里面服侍到一个地步，就没有喜乐了。
And one of the questions is, if we are serving and we serve to a point where we lose our joy,
那只剩下责任和不满。
And we only have responsibility and we're not satisfied.
那么应该是怎么办呢
？What do we do?
那么我们怎么能够在外面的需要和我们里面的属灵的情形怎么能取得一个平衡呢
？So how do we reach an equilibrium between the outside need and our inner what we can give？
我想问这个问题的弟兄或者姊妹，他服侍一开始一定充满了爱。
I believe the person who wrote this question, when he or she first began to serve, he or she was filled with love.
但是服侍到一个地步，他觉得慢慢那个喜乐就没有了。
But then after serving for a while, he or she lost.Her joy.
那么只剩下责任了。
And now the only thing left was that responsibility.
那么这个到底应该是怎么办的
？So how do we deal with that？
那这个就是我们刚好在侍奉上可以给我们一个很好功课的时候。
This is a time where we can learn a lesson regarding service.
每一个侍奉都是我们学习最好的机会。
Each and every service is an opportunity for us to learn.
有一个真实的故事。
There's a true story.
这个有一个邻居啊，看见他隔壁的花园。
And there was a neighbor who saw another neighbor's garden.
这个白天呢，他的爸爸妈妈就让那个小孩子在那里，在花园里面动来动去。
In the morning, the parents would allow their child to play in the garden.
结果把花园弄得一塌糊涂。
And this child actually tore up that garden.
所以第二天呢，后来晚上先生家人主人回来，那么这个邻居就好心的跟隔壁的人讲。
So when the master of the house came back, the neighbor went and talked to him.
他说你看你的儿子把整个的花园都糟蹋掉了。
He said, look at your child. He tore up your entire garden.
他忙来忙去结果帮倒忙不什么也没有成功。
He was trying to help you and yet he did a reverse. He did more damage.
那你知道那个爸爸怎么回答呢
So what did the father say?
他说我栽培的不是我的花园。
He said that what I am cultivating is not my garden.
我栽培的是我的儿子。
Who I'm cultivating is my son.
他知道他的儿子要弄得一塌糊涂。
He knew his son would do more damage than good.
同样的，我每次侍奉的时候。
The same way when we serve.
你千万不要以为我们很能干。
Don't think that you are so capable.
我们很会侍奉。
We know how to serve.
神在天上看我们是一塌糊涂的。
But when God looks at us, we are just...uncontrollable.
我们最得意的，我们觉得最高兴的，神用他的标准来看都是摇头的。
When we are the happiest with our service, God cannot help but shake his head.
他老早知道我们在教会里面服侍有一天要一塌糊涂的。
He knew that we would be uncontrollable one day in our service.
但是神好像对天使说。
But it's as if the Lord speaks to angels.
我要栽培的不是这些东西，外面的东西。
What I want to cultivate are not these outward things.
乃是要栽培我的，乃是要栽培这个人。
I want to cultivate the person.
所以我们相信这是个很好的机会。
So we believe it's a great opportunity.
如果你刚刚开始满了爱。
If you first begin full of love.
也满了喜乐。
Full of joy.
这证明你是刚刚度蜜月。
This means that you are just in your honeymoon.
这个度蜜月的时候 ，honey 很多的。
In the honeymoon, there's a lot of honey.
但是真正的侍奉是过了 honeymoon 以后。
But the true service is after the honeymoon period.
到了一个时候，你慢慢没有喜乐了。
At one point, you lose your joy.
哎，你发现你的责任还在。
But you see that your responsibility is still there.
这就是为什么我发现了。
That is why I notice.
做祖父母跟做父母不一样的。
Being grandparents is different than being parents.
这个孙子来你对他满了爱。
When the grandchild comes, you are full of love.
你可以抱一抱。
You can coddle them.
你累了你就还给他父母了。
And once you're tired, just return to the parents.
你有爱你不需要有责任。
You have love, but you don't have any responsibility.
这个妈妈把他接过来充满了爱也充满了责任。
The mother, when she receives a child, she's full of love and responsibility.
但是责任已经在她身上。
And the responsibility is upon her.
所以我常说母亲所经过的苦难。
So I say that the suffering that the mother goes through
不是光光生下来的苦难。
Is not just of birth pains.
所以弟兄姊妹你如果要准备服侍主的话
If you are to be prepared to serve
尤其是服侍神的儿女
And especially serving the children of God
你一定要记得
You need to remember
这里面当然有苦难
Of course there's suffering
因为你服侍他
Because you're serving them
你希望他在主里长大
You want them to grow in the Lord
你对他充满了盼望
You're full of hope for them
你为他有许多的祷告
You pray for them
当然弟兄姊妹这里面有许多的苦难
Of course there's much suffering
这就是做父母的苦难
And that is the suffering of parents
这是第一点
That's the first point
第二点
The second point
我们服侍主的时候
When we serve the Lord
我们很容易和我们服侍的对象直接发生关系
We many times have a direct relationship with the one whom we serve
我们也很容易和我们所做的事直接发生关系
And we also have a direct relationship with the work that we do
但是我们主在地上不是
But our Lord was different.
他接触很多的人。
On earth, he met many people.
他碰过很多的事。
He touched many things.
但是你看有一件事。
But there was one thing.
我们的主是不直接和他所接触的人跟事直接发生关系。
Our Lord did not have that direct relationship between that person or that work.
只有一位是你可以直接发生关系的。
Only one person can you have a direct relationship.
这就是我们的主每次都退到山上去。
And that is when our Lord always retreated into the mountains.
你知道我们普通做工的时候,
you know that many times when we work,
讲道也好, 传福音也好,
whether you preach or you preach the gospel,
讲完了,传完以前,就还没有讲以前,
before you actually preach,
很多很多的祷告,
there is much prayer.
希望主祝福这些话,
we want the Lord to bless these
希望主能够结许多的果子,
we want to bear much fruit.
这是我们的习惯,
that is our habit.
讲完了以后呢,
after you're done speaking,
我们很少就祷告了,
very rarely do we go back and pray.
我们的主是一个工作完了以后,
our Lord was different. Every time a work was done,
他到山上去祷告,
he would go pray in the mountain.
我们说你需要能力, 你需要祷告,
we pray that if you want power, you need to pray.
那么现在你完了为什么还要去?
But once you're done your work, why do you still have to go pray?
五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱,
five loaves and two fish, 5,000 people were satisfied.
结果你看那个工作是多么大的工作,
how great of a work that was.
他接触5,000人,
he met 5,000 people.
现在5,000人要他做王,
and these 5,000 want him to be king.
弟兄姊妹,
this was one of his best times.
如果他要建立他的国度的话,
if he is to build his kingdom,
这不是最好的时候吗?
Isn't this the best time?
难道我们的主不懂得群众的心理吗?
Does our Lord not know the psychology of a multitude?
但是你看主有个秘诀,
but there is one secret.
他不和人发生关系,
he didn't have a relationship with
五个人, that person. 五个人,
5 people,
50个人,
50 people,
5,000人,
5,000
人,
50,000.
你看见吗? 他只和父发生关系,
but he only had the relationship with the Father.
所以门徒们才需要学一个功课,
so the disciples had to learn a lesson.
等到他们看见五个饼两条鱼以后,
when they saw the 5 loaves and 2 fish,
那个经历有, 他们觉得真好,
they thought that experience was great.
最好多留在这, 这是我们主一生最好的时候,
they said we should just stay here, this is the best time.
主赶快把他们赶上船去,
quickly the Lord sent them onto the boat.
弟兄姊妹, 这是什么功课呢?
What is that lesson?
尤其如果你的工作,
especially when your work is fruitful,
你不知不觉你就和人发生关系,
unbeknownst to you, you actually start having a relationship with people.
但是你看在我们主的身上,
but on our Lord,
他实在是神标准的工人,
he is the typical servant of God.
许多人从他身上经过,
many people crossed his path.
他第一所接触的乃是与神发生关系,
but the first thing he did was to have a relationship with the Father.
我们当然要在弟兄们的脚前,
of course we need to be before the feet of
our brothers and sisters. 主告诉我们要彼此洗脚,
we need to wash one another's feet.
所以当然我们要在弟兄姊妹的脚前,
of course we need to be before their feet.
你服侍他,
you serve them.
这是我们的服侍,
that is our service.
但在这个以前,
but before that,
有一个功课一定要学,
you need to learn one lesson.
你必须先在主的脚前, 然后才能在弟兄姊妹的脚前,
you need to be before the Lord's feet first before you can be at your brothers and sisters feet.
你爱一个弟兄,
if you love a brother,
因为你爱主,
it's because you love the Lord.
你有关系是纵垂直的关系,
you have a vertical relationship.
因着那个爱,
and because of that love,
你才有一个横的关系, 一个horizontal的love,
then you have a love that is horizontal.
这个爱不是爱你的弟兄,
it is not a love to love your brother.
这个爱也包括爱不信的朋友,
but it also includes loving those unbelievers.
你好开心, 你把你的福音单张送给他,
you are so happy you give a gospel tract to an unbeliever.
结果有的不信的人, 他把它揉揉就丢在你的脸上,
that those who unbelievers many times will crumple the tract up and throw it back in your face.
有的弟兄怎么就生气了,
so some brothers and sisters get upset.
难怪你要灭亡的,
and they'll say no wonder you're going to die.
弟兄姊妹你看见吧,
do you see that?
在这里给我们, 这就很清楚了,
this is very clear.
他爱可爱你要爱他,
He's lovely, so you love him.
他恨你,你还得要爱他,
but if he hates you, you still need to love him.
他逼迫你,你还得要爱他,
if he persecutes you, you still need to love him.
这就是我们的侍奉,
this is our service.
所以我想这是一个很重要的问题,
that's a very important question.
我们希望能在这里能学到好的功课,
may we learn a good lesson.
那第二个问题就是, 如果等人完全, 那主什么时候才回来?
When, if we are to wait for all to be perfected, then when will the Lord return?
意思就是说,如果要等到教会成熟的话,
in other words, if we are to wait until the church has matured,
那么我们要等到什么时候呢?
When do we have to wait till?
我想昨天早上江牛的信息就是个问题的答案,
I think the answer to this question was our brother Kong's message yesterday morning.
一点都没有错,如果你真的看今天周围的环境, 你觉得教会的情形主能够回来吗?
if you look at the condition of the church today, do you think the Lord can return?
好像主永来没有回, 永远没有回来的时候,
it's as if the Lord will never return.
但这里有个很重要的原则,
but here's an important principle.
是我们昨天早晨弟兄已经点出来了,
and our brother mentioned it yesterday morning.
所以这个时候你就看见, 启示录的用处,
you will see the usefulness of Revelation.
许多人读启示录,
many people read Revelation.
只知道七个印, 七个碗, 七个号,
they only know the seven bowls, the seven trumpets, the seven signs.
他们有兴趣是666,
and they have interest in 666.
但这本书是非常重要的,
but this book is very important.
这本书给我们看见当教会荒凉的时候,
it shows us when the church is in desolation.
那到底我们有没有路呢?
Do we have a way?
教会到底有没有明天?
Does the church have a tomorrow?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
教会是有明天的,
the church has a tomorrow.
在主回来以前,
before the Lord returns,
他要得着一个荣耀的教会,
he is to gain a glorious church.
这是主一定要做到的,
the Lord will make it happen.
那怎么办呢?
What do you do?
你看见那个原, 那个秘诀是在得胜者的身上,
the secret is in overcomers.
所以神就呼召得胜者,
so God calls overcomers.
得胜者不是一般特别的人,
overcomers are no special people.
得胜者乃是全教会都落在水平以下的时候,
it is when overcomers are when all Christians are under the watermark,
horizon,
or under the horizontal horizon.
这些人是在神有一般的人, 他们不比别人更好, 不过他们守在神那个水平的旨意上,
these are the ones who are kept under the horizon of God's will.
弟兄姊妹, 这一般人是得胜者,
these people are overcomers.
所以神就把那个责任就放在他们的身上,
so God puts that responsibility upon them.
好像基甸300个人一样,
as if the 300 people with Gideon,
你看见说他们打胜仗,
when they won the victory,
全体都打胜仗,
the entire body gained the victory.
他们流汗流血,
they sweated and shed blood.
结果后来是谁到战场去收拾许多的战利品呢?
But who went to the battlefield to collect the remains?
是以法莲支派,
it was the tribe of Ephraim.
他们没有上战场啊,
they didn't go to the battlefield.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
这些人得胜不是为自己得胜的,
these people, when they gained the victory, it wasn't for themselves.
什么时候你说我们是得胜者, 别人不是?
When do we say that we are overcomers and others are not?
我们是教会, 别人都是公会,
we are the church, others are denominations.
你已经不是得胜者了,
then you lose your, you are no longer an overcomer.
所有得胜者是为了全教会得胜的,
the overcomers gain the overcome for the church.
你不可能隔一道墙起来, 不可能,
you cannot build a wall.
我们是得胜, 你们不是,
we are overcomers, you're not.
教会历史有过这样的故事啊,
in church history there was that story.
有一般弟兄姊妹, 他们觉得他们是得胜的,
there was a group of brethren who felt that they were overcome,
完全和主站在一起,
that they stood with the Lord.
他们聚会没有名字的,
but when they met they had no name.
不过他们在门口就有一个牌子告诉人这是基督聚会的地方,
but they did have a plaque in front of their building saying this is where the Christians gather.
所以那个牌子是 Jesus only,
and on this plaque it says Jesus only.
这里只有主耶稣, 他们只高举主耶稣,
here there is only Jesus.
你看见在他们的感觉里面,
in their own feeling,
你看别的礼拜堂都有一个牌子在那里,
in other church buildings they have plaques.
有的是属保罗的, 有的是属基法的,
some of are Paul, some of are Cephas.
我们是属基督的,
but we are of Christ.
Jesus only,
Jesus only.
结果我们的神是幽默的神,
and then our God is a very humorous God.
有一天他送来了一阵台风,
and one day he brought in a storm.
你叫这个 Jesus 里面有几个字母吹掉了,
and some of the letters in the word Jesus were torn down.
只剩下 US,
the only thing left was U and S,
us only,
us only.
你不是自己心里这么说吗?
Isn't that what was real in your heart?
所以说现在让你说得痛快,
so now the Lord is going to say you can show it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是今天的难处,
this is our difficulty.
我们如果讲得胜者的话,
if we are to say overcome,
我们感觉我们比别人更好,
we feel that we're better than others,
你已经不是得胜者了,
then you no longer, you are no longer an overcomer.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
我们需要成熟,
we need to mature,
我们需要长大,
we need to grow up.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
无论在什么地方,
no matter where,
主看见有一般的人,
The Lord sees a group of
people
that they don't live for
themselves,
but they live for the
church. And
if there's any good in
them,
then the church gets that good. Their
abundance
becomes the abundance of the
church. If
you're rejected,
他们误会你,
if you are misunderstood,
他们弃绝你,
if they reject you,
但是感谢主,
but thank
the Lord.
But the entire church can be helped by your victory.
所以感谢主, 无论在什么地方,
no matter where you are,
主要做这个工作,
the Lord is to do that work.
主要恢复基督的身体,
the Lord wants to recover the body of Christ.
不管别人怎么说,
it doesn't matter what people
不管别人怎么做,
say. It doesn't matter what people do.
让他们去从事很伟大的事业,
let them go and expand their business.
感谢主, and, 我们只有一个心愿,
but we only have one desire.
再回来以前,
before the Lord's return.
虽然也许人数不多,
even though there are few.
虽然, 但是呢, 因着主的恩典的缘故,
but because of His grace,
我们站在身体的地位上,
when we stand on the ground of the body,
让基督的身体长大,
that the body of Christ can grow,
我们彼此勉励,
we encourage one another,
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
再主回来以前,
before our Lord returns,
你看见说, 当他看见有一般得胜者,
when He sees a group of overcomers,
他们的得胜,
their overcoming is the overcoming for the entire church. Their maturity is the maturity of the church. The principle of overcomers is the way we have to do it. Because the Lord calls for overcomers. Revelation 1st 3 chapter speaks of overcoming. The calling of overcomers. From chapter 4 on.
怎样做一个得胜者?
How to become overcomers. And the conclusion of the overcomers is
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这就是约翰的知识,
the wisdom of John.
Ministry.
This is the ministry of John. When he was called, he was mending nets.
感谢主,
thank the Lord. His ministry is the ministry of mending nets. When the church is in desolation,
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主什么时候回来呢?
When does the Lord return?
新妇什么时候装饰整齐?
When is the bride made ready?
那是得胜者准备好了,
when the overcomers are ready,
他们成熟了,
when they are mature,
我们的主就可以回来,
our Lord can then return.
这是很清楚主自己的话告诉我们的,
this is what the Lord has spoken to us in the scripture.
还有一个问题, 也是代表性的,
another question, a representative question.
这个教会中多少人得胜以后主才回来的?
In the church, how many people have to be overcomers before the Lord can return?
这个我就回答不出来了。
I don't have an answer.
我想这个弟兄或者姊妹想到14,000人。
I think maybe this person is referring to the 144,000.
这个问题我不能回答。
I do not know how to answer.
不过下面的问题蛮有意思。
But the second part of the question is,
他如果一个聚会所一半以上的人还没有得胜,
if the second part of the question is, if in a local assembly, if over half of the brothers and sisters have not overcome
yet.
So is the ministry that has, or the work that has to be done in this locality, one of preaching the gospel or shepherding the flock? Of course, when we say overcome, it means to grow. Overcome means for the life to mature.
你知道在每一个生命的层次里面,
so in the growth process of life,
如果弟兄姊妹顺服主了,
if brothers and sisters are obedient to the Lord,
在那个层次里面,
in that process,
他是得胜的,
he is an overcomer,
他是完全的,
he is perfected.
不过这个生命又长了,
but this life grows,
所以那个要求又多了,
so the requirement is higher,
他又进到更高的层次,
he goes into a higher level,
在那个层次, 他又完全了,
and at that higher level he is perfected,
他又得胜了,
and then he is overcome again.
慢慢慢慢的基督生命就长大了,
and slowly the life of a Christian grows.
所以这个工作当然做不完的,
of course this work never ends.
我很难知道一半的人有一半得胜一半不得胜,
now how do you know that half of our overcomers and half have not overcome?
除非得胜是绝对的,
unless overcome is absolute.
但是我们知道这是相对的,
but we know that it's relative.
如果一个弟兄刚刚得救,
if somebody just got saved,
主也光照他,
and the Lord has enlightened him,
他也顺服神的旨意,
and he's obedient to the Lord's will,
他的生命没有那么丰富,
and maybe his life is not that rich.
但如果今天晚上主回来的话,
but if the Lord is to return that evening,
这个就好像威斯里约翰一样,
just like John Wesley,
他每天晚上睡觉以前,
right before he will go to sleep,
他一定要祷告说,
he has to pray.
主啊, 我都准备好了,
Lord, I am ready.
他把他鞋子都摆好了,
he's even put his shoes aside.
你可以来, 我也可以去。
You can come and I can go.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得,
let us remember.
如果良心不责备我们,
if the conscience is not accusing us,
那我们就是平安的,
then we have peace.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 你看见就没有一个人能控告我们,
nobody can accuse us.
所以因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
当然在教会里面有许许多多不同属灵的程度,
of course, there are many levels of growth in the church.
都有做姐姐的,
some of them will be
总有做姐姐的 bigger sister 姐姐做姐姐做哥哥的
姐姐 there will be some who are sisters
年长一点的,
and older sisters
他们就会帮助年幼的,
and these older sisters will help the young ones.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个就是教会的侍奉,
and this is the service of the church.
因为教会总有人比你年幼的,
because there are always those who are older than you are.
你就应该帮助他长大的,
so you will help them grow.
所以造就的工作, 当然的,
of course, this matter of building.
我们要帮助弟兄姊妹长大,
we need to allow them to grow.
帮助他们一个功课一个功课在
lesson by lesson.
你自己先学,
first you learn,
然后你帮助他学,
then you can help them learn.
那么这样的话, 你看教会很快的就长大了,
then very quickly the church will grow.
但是不能忘记传福音,
but don't forget to preach the gospel.
教会不只是基督的身体,
the church is not only the body of Christ,
教会也是灯台,
it is also a lampstand.
讲到灯台就讲到见证,
when you speak of lampstand, you speak of testimony.
所以当你读启示录的第一章的时候,
when you read Revelation 1,
你看见说大祭司了,他衣服长到一个地步到脚,
you know that the garment of the great high priest is long and it goes all the way to its feet.
换句话说,
in other words,
我们的主是包括了所有他身上的肢体,
our Lord encompasses every single member of the body.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这里有一个心, 是个大的心,
here's a heart, a very big heart.
只要是主的, 他通通包括的,
as long as he's of the Lord's, he is encompassed.
那不止这样,
not only that,
主也给我们一个肩膀,
the Lord also gives us shoulders.
应该像基督那么宽的肩膀,
our shoulders should be as broad as our Lord's shoulders.
无论你在哪里,
no matter where you are,
就对基督的心来说,
as to the Lord, as to Christ's heart,
你应该爱所有主所爱的,
you need to love everyone that the Lord loves.
就对见证来说,
as to testimony,
就对肩膀来说,
as to shoulders,
我们要求主, 教会应当求主给一个肩膀像基督那样宽大的肩膀,
the church needs to pray for shoulders as broad as our Lord's.
你所在的那个地方,
wherever you are,
所有灵魂的责任都是你的,
the responsibility of each and every soul is yours.
弟兄姊妹,你千万不要说属灵的事是我的,
don't say the spiritual things are mine.
传福音让他们去传福音吧,
and let others to preach the gospel.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
在以弗所的教会,
in the church of Ephesus,
那个灯台照在以弗所那个地方,
when the lampstand shining on Ephesus,
请大家记得,
remember,
那是什么意思呢?
What did that mean?
所有在以弗所灵魂的责任都挂在他们的身上,
all of the responsibilities, the souls in Ephesus were upon their shoulders.
Billy Graham 讲过一句话,
Billy Graham once said,
他觉得因为今天教会失败了荒凉, 所以他才有他那一份的工作。
Billy Graham said he had his ministry only because the church has failed today.
如果每一个地方的教会都负起他的责任来的话,
if every single local church took up the responsibility,
那结果你看一下, Billy Graham这样的人就要失业, 就没有事情做了。
So then Billy Graham would be unemployed.
弟兄姊妹,你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这是神当初的旨意,
that is God's original
purpose. 不管你在什么地方,
no matter where you are,
所以你千万不要随便说, 我们是教会,
don't just say we are the church.
你可以说这个话,
you can say that.
你这个话有内容的,
there is content.
你这句话需要有代表性的,
but it also is representative.
你不能说我们几个人, 我们就站教会的立场, 只有我们是别人都不是,
you can't just say well, a few of us are gathered and we are the church and others are not.
就the principle of, 就的比例的原则来说,
so if we are to look at the principle,
不要忘记弟兄姊妹, 今天你在雪梨,
today you're in Sydney,
你不要老讲外国人外国人, 我们才是外国人啊,
don't say the people Foreigners, don't say foreigners, foreigners. We are the foreigners.
今天你在中国说是我，中国说是外国人可以，你到这里你自己是外国人呢。
If you're going to stay in China and refer others as foreigners, that's okay.
So
not here.
千万不要喧宾夺主，不要就是客人变成主人了。
So don't let the visitors then become the master, the host.
我的重点在这里。
Here's my emphasis.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你眼睛要被主开起来。
Your eyes need to be opened by
the Lord. 你不能只看见你所看得见这班弟兄姊妹。
You cannot just see the group of brothers and sisters
before you. 你知道这个见证的要求有多厉害吗？
Do you know the requirement of the testimony?
不是你不可以说，不是你不可以做这个见，你可以做这个见证。
It's not that you can't fulfill this testimony.
你的内容和你的名字要挂在一起，合在一起的。
Your content and your name needs to be joined together.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
不管主把我们摆在哪里。
No matter where the Lord has put us.
如果教会是基督的身体。
If the church is the body of Christ,
如果教会是金灯台的话。
If the church is the lampstand,
这背后什么意思？
What is in the background?
主给他们一颗心。
The Lord has given them a heart.
能包括所有在那个地方所有神的儿女。
To be able to encompass all of the children of God.
主给他们一个肩膀。
The Lord has given them a shoulder.
所有灵魂的责任都在他们的身上。
So that the responsibility of the souls, their souls, is upon their shoulder.
这是主在主的话里面给我们很清楚看见的。
This is what the Lord shows us in His scripture.
所以当然要传福音。
Of course we need to preach the
gospel. 弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
Don't forget.
一面是福音。
On one hand the gospel.
一面是造就。
On one hand the building up.
那这个就是我们手中的工作了。
And this is the work in our hands.
我想大概就这些问题。
These are the questions.